Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix After Show. This morning I shared with you guys that yesterday a buddy of mine called. We have the same size shoe. He's big into sneakers. He was looking to get rid of some sneakers, and I ended up with some new-ish sneakers I was very excited about. One of them Whip had taught us about on the Morning Mix like months and months and months ago. They're a Montreal bagel sneaker. So the shoe looks like it has sesame seeds on it, and I'm wearing them right now, and I love it. But then it launched us into a small conversation about bagels that I hoped we could expand on right now. Because I think bagels, everybody has a very specific kind of bagel that they prefer. If you're at the bagel shop and you could pick any bagel you want, and I guess we could include Bialy's in there, but you're going to pick your favorite bagel. What would be your go-to bagel? For me, it's the everything bagel with cream cheese. I'm all in. And if I'm doing a bagel sandwich at Dunkin', it's everything bacon, egg, and cheese, and I'm in. Nikki, your go-to bagel.
Similarly, but I raise it. And this is every time. Everything bagel, cream cheese, lox, onion, tomato, capers.
And a side of a mint.
Yeah. Seriously. Watch out. It's people love when you eat it like on a plane.
Yeah, and then
it's
whisper.
It's really nice.
And a lot of whispering. And Whip?
Sesame is my favorite, but poppy is in there too. I just haven't seen a poppy for a while. I don't know if they still have that.
You sometimes, when you go to get your Dunkin' order, will just throw in a sesame bagel, and then do you just eat it dry?
I can do that. If I'm in the car and I'm hungry, I don't mind that. But in a pinch, I do that. But otherwise, I will toast it and maybe put some butter. I don't like cream cheese.
Okay. V?
I'm poppy seed all the way.
Poppy.
Double toasted. I like that thing pretty crunchy. And I, too, like butter on the poppy seed more than I like cream cheese. But if I have to be fancy with my cream cheese, I will get a garden.
Oh, that's cheese. Good. Yeah, with like the chives and stuff.
And poppy seed, still very popular at the Bagel Brothers store. What's that called? Einstein Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
So wait, though, a question, because I don't know that I've had a toasted poppy seed. When you toast a sesame seed bagel, the sesame seeds taste so good. They, like, come to life. Does that happen with the poppy seeds when you toast them, or is it just sort of they're there?
I do think that they cook a little bit, but not like the sesame seed.
Yeah.
It's more like the bread around the poppy seed seems to get more brown than the inside of the bagel.
Okay, got it.
Okay, I have an urban myth question.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Opium?
Do we test positive for drugs from pot? Has this ever been proven or
if eating poppy seeds could help you test positive for drugs?
So from my understanding, you could if you ate an insane amount of poppy seeds.
Like
which,
spoonfuls.
Like a gallon worth of poppy seeds. But, you know, who among us is doing that?
I think it's true.
Yeah, according to ufhealth.org, that's the University of Florida Health, and if anybody's going to know drug testing, they say, do poppy seeds affect drug tests? Poppy seeds don't have nearly enough opiates to intoxicate you, but because drug tests are so exquisitely sensitive, consuming certain poppy seed food products could lead to positive urine drug test results for opiates like morphine, codeine, or both. However, you must eat a ton, as V pointed out.
Like, I don't know why I still, to this day, obviously think about it every time. It has no impact on my life. I drugs are not my bag. Like, not
well,
nothing I'm into.
My bag.
But I always think I know. Hey, trust me, man.
Well, it's like they've always said, if they drug tested in radio, there'd be no more radio. So hopefully those drug tests won't come our way anytime soon.
I swear it's the bagel.
Yeah, what do you want, man? Get it back. You walk in holding it. I swear it's this.
Right.
Well, be careful with your bagels out there. That's right. This was what the after show was. It was bagel talk. Listen to the Morning Mix live weekdays from 5:30 to 10 on 101.9 The Mix, or listen on our free Mix app. It's in the Apple App Store and Google Play. And we'll see you tomorrow, drugged up or not, on the Morning Mix.